Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The big story in Augusta, aside from Tiger Woods making the cut at +3 and Freddie Couples the oldest to make the cut, is 23-year-old Sam Bennett, who I've been watching here the last couple of rounds. Now, he won the U.S. Amateur last year, which gives him an automatic spot in this place. But, man, the way he's played for first two rounds, bogey-free 68 in round one, another 68 yesterday. He's at -8, just four off the lead, two behind second place, John Rahm. And this guy has a vicious swing. He goes after it, and he can hit the ball a long, long way. I mean, if you watch him today, you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, the question is, will the nerves get to him at all? And so far, that's not been the case. Bobby Jones was an amateur, one of the best, obviously, in the game, and this whole Masters started with Bobby Jones. It would be interesting if an amateur won the Masters, and he has a chance to at least be in contention heading into the final round, but he's going to have to shoot a good one today. The rain has subsided in Augusta, Georgia. And wet conditions, it's chilly, but we'll see what happens in terms of scoring today. But again, it's a very soft course based on the amount of rain they've gotten down there in Augusta, Georgia. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. As far as today is concerned, the Penguins coming up here in just about 9 minutes or so, they'll be taking on Detroit. Detroit has an opportunity to sweep the Penguins. And if that happens, the Penguins look back at that series specifically and say, this is why we missed the playoffs. Or their losses at home, some of them, to me, against teams they really should have beaten, whether that's San Jose or Montreal, blown leads, you know, not being able to put away games that they let after the second period. So that's why this is important today. They got to win and put some pressure on teams right around them, because the Islanders and the Panthers each have 89 points. The Penguins have 88. The Islanders have a fairly easy path. They have three non-playoff teams awaiting them. The Flyers tonight, then it's at Washington, then Montreal at home. Penguins have three non-playoff teams, Detroit, Chicago, Columbus, two of the three on the road. Last home game will be Tuesday against Chicago. And then the Panthers have the hardest one, you would think. They're at Washington tonight, but then they have home games against Toronto and Carolina, and Carolina is still battling right now to fend off New Jersey to win the Metropolitan. Somehow, if the Penguins can manage the first wild card and avoid Boston, I do think they have a legitimate chance. Carolina has had a lot of injuries, and a lot of their key players are not going to be, you know, Max Pacioretty got injured after he came back, and he was a big offseason acquisition. Andrei Svechnikov suffered an injury that he's not going to be a factor for them at all. So, and their goaltending can be suspect. I think the Penguins have a shot if that happens. Against Boston, it'll take a Herculean effort. But I will say this, getting into the playoffs, you just don't know. And for those of you who think it's a fait accompli, they're going to be a first-round exit, that's fine. They will be decided underdogs. I understand that. But also, Columbus, not too long ago, against Tampa, four straight wins after Tampa put up record amount of points in that season. And Columbus was not thought about as a team that could beat them. And they swept them in four. Strange things happen in the postseason. The NBA playoffs will begin also. And here's a concept that I like. And I didn't bring this up. And, you know, I think it's something that at first I was opposed to it. But it's their play-in game, all right? They're still going to have eight teams in each conference make the playoffs. But to decide, for example, 7 and 8, who gets those spots, they're going to have 8 play 7, 10 play 9. So the first six are guaranteed to get to a series. If you're going to move on from there, If you're the seventh ranked team in the East, like Miami is, you get a play-in game at home against Atlanta, which is the eighth seeded team. All right, whoever wins that then moves on to take on number two Boston. They secure a playoff series. The ninth team, which is Toronto, against the 10th team with the Chicago Bulls, they play. Whoever wins then must take on Miami, or the loser of that 8-7 game, whoever that is, Atlanta-Miami. So even if you win that 10-9 game, you got to play one more game just to get an opportunity to take on number one Milwaukee. It's intriguing to me. I think it's something that, you know, even the NHL could consider. And I know those of you out there who are purists, you're going to say, why would I want more of this kind of stuff? But it is something, just like a wild card in baseball, it adds a little spice to this whole thing, and it makes you want to earn the top six seed so you don't have to play in the 7-8 game or the 9-10 game, because you could be one game and you're out. So this will be fascinating to me as it goes along. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. I want to end this program by talking about fan weather, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. The sun is shining. Spring is in the air. Time to get a great deal on Silverados or Colorado. Stop in online at sunchevy.com. And today, sunny skies, going to make way to about 58 to 60 degrees, low 34. Beautiful weather all throughout this Pirate homestand, too. They got temperatures in the 60s and 70s through Tuesday, and then even 80s Thursday, Wednesday, and Thursday into Friday. So if you're going to any of these games, and they got the Houston Astros, I believe, coming in next. So they have all these big American League teams right off the bat, and the Astros are a contending team. They'll be here Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.